Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. Last year, we learned that, yes, there is water on the moon, but now we know more about where that water is. Those answers were discussed yesterday at an event in Mountain View. Shiraz Sadiq is a producer with Quest, a weekly science and environmental series on KQED television. Shiraz, who were the researchers you heard from and what have they found?
Well, I heard yesterday from the mission's chief principal investigator, Dr. Tony Colapreet, and what he told me was that the water is distributed in deposits, that is, in these lunar oases, if you will, instead of being in a uniform ocean of water. So now, where does this water come from? Well, it comes from a mix of different sources. One is from impacts by comets. And the scientists think that this is the case because the other chemicals that they observed are also found in comets. And the other source for this water is through the moon's own internal, what the scientists call cold grain chemistry. That is, these molecules of water accumulating over billions of years and then being transported to different parts of the moon. It means that we could very well see the establishment of a lunar outpost. Can you imagine in the not-too-distant future lunar colonies being set up where they're mining water and they're using that water to make rocket fuel? They're using that water to breathe. They're using that water for cooling purposes.
Shiraz Sadiq is a producer with Quest, a weekly science and environmental series on KQED television. Shiraz, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
I'm Joshua Johnson. This is KQED News.
Support for this newscast comes from KQED's Leadership Circle. Information can be found at kqed.org/membership.